Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you in part by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store. And we're going to go out to Knutson's right now in beautiful Brooklyn on Wamplers Lake Road and check in with Tom Knutson with the Outdoor Report. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing great, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, man, life is good. Life is good. And we've had some nice cold temperatures for a while now. And I guess I have to assume the ice situation on many of our lakes is in good shape.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's I still don't want to run around thinking it's, you know, everybody that they can just go ripping and roaring and, mm-hmm. you know, running four-wheelers and stuff like that. But we're a long ways from that at this point.
Yeah.
So, it's okay. I mean, you just got to be careful, spuds. Still use the safety precautions that we've talked about, but definitely we've got a good start to it. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice and cold, little warm up, and then supposed to get cold again all next week. So I think we're going to be in good shape going forward.
Well, after we talked last week and we had a nice long segment on safety and how all those safety items that you need to have with you out on the ice are available at Knutson's.
Absolutely.
After we had that conversation, I saw a half a dozen shanties out on Round Lake. So people were out there. And they were out there for quite a while. So I'm assuming they were doing quite well when they were out there.
Well, fingers are crossed that they're doing well. I mean, you know, we're seeing a little bit of a lot of guys going, but not getting the big reports coming back yet, but we're getting some. I mean, I know some of the hardcore guys are hitting their favorite spots or early ice spots and are doing quite well. We get a lot of, you got the hardcore guys, you got guys who know where they're going to do it every year, and then you got the new people so that are following where, you know, there's groups of people, and sometimes those groups of people may not be on fish. And that gets kind of, discouraging for them. So you've got to really take your time and, learn what's, what's going on in the, on each individual lake.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a little time, takes a little patience. I know and I haven't been ice fishing that long. My first year, I got completely skunked like the first few times I went out, but that's what I was doing. I was looking at where people were before. I was drilling right next to where they had drilled, and I wasn't having any luck. It takes a while to dial that stuff in sometimes.
Yep. And once you find a location and area, you usually can go back year after year and work that area, and you'll find those fish. But then they'll move at times, and you got to do a little looking, and it's a hunt for sure.
Absolutely. So, where are we hearing of success right now? Is that information? Is that intel you can share?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Okay.
that intel doesn't always come forward. I just know that when you start seeing guys' face a couple days in a row, you know that they're doing well.
Right.
And, then if you don't, if you only see them, once every so often, then you know it's not so well. So, but it's pretty good. This weekend will be really good because now most of the lakes will have availability to travel. Last week they were hitting the close shore, early ice, first ice locales. This week they'll be able to go a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Vexars will be very important at that point. For the deep, for the deep water, those type of things.
Okay, and everything you need, like we said, it's available at Knutson's right now.
As of right now, we're still finding merchandise, bringing them in. I got a whole bunch of fish houses that came in that, 2 weeks ago, the world said every fish house was sold in the country, and I pulled out about 60 fish houses in the last week. So we're setting good compared to our competition for sure.
Outstanding. So, let's talk, before we get to the Coyote Bounty, I want to talk about the ice fishing competition, the Midwest competition that's coming up in February. How are things looking for that right now?
Well, as of right now, we're on a full go I think it's the 7th of February, that first weekend in February. We're ready to, commence that process. I'm going to be sending out a letter to all the participants early next week, letting them know, what the plans are and how we're going to go forward.
You save spot for those who have participated before, or is it just kind of like a first come first serve every year?
No, this is, believe it or not, this has been full for 3 years.
Oh wow!
Just because we haven't been able to do it because of the weather conditions, the ice conditions for the last 3 years. This one is going to be the first one, in 3 years. So, but it's all when we finish the last one, we wait about a month and we do a entry process at that point.
Okay.
The top 20 teams are automatically in, plus the people who've won the tournament before are automatically in. And then we do random draws after that. We allow each state to have so many teams, and then Michigan has probably the most.
Right. Well, yeah, yeah. So how many teams this year?
We're at 150 teams.
And that's two-person teams?
Two-person teams, 300 fishermen.
300 fishermen. And it used to be just on Wampler's Lake, but that's kind of spread out now, right?
No, we've always spread it. We've always spread it out. We've never kept it the same lake. That way the people who live on those lakes, they think that this tournament takes a ton of fish, but they don't. Most of those fishermen don't keep any fish.
Okay.
Other than the 15 that they need to have, the 15 that they would need to have on tournament day. So.
Okay.
Definitely, cool. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of people from all over the upper Midwest, start showing up because now we have ice, so they'll start coming in pre-fishing. So that lake's going to see a lot of attention. There's going to be a lot of hardcore fishermen on that lake here very shortly.
Outstanding. All right. So the Coyote Bounty, that's still going on.
Yep, absolutely. We're up over 57 coyotes right now brought in. That 43-pounder, that first one brought in, is still the big one.
Okay.
A lot of really nice dogs, still about 50-50, male, female.
Okay.
Looks like Jackson County's starting to pick up a little bit as far as the numbers, from what I'm looking at here. Washington, I was leading it, and I see that seems to be Jackson starting to pick up, Lenawee starting to throw a few more in there. Still a lot of Lenawee, but definitely starting to spread around a little bit.
So how much longer is that going on for?
It goes on until... I believe it's March 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, plenty
March
of time.
1st.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not done yet.
Not
Long
done
way
yet.
From being done.
Still got some time to go. And and just remind our listeners again the prices that are at stake if they bring in a coyote to you.
got it right here in front of me now, Mark. I was looking for that
Sorry.
Paper. To verify the time.
It's live radio.
Heaviest coyote is 500. Uh-huh. Second place is 300. Third place is 150. Most coyotes by a guy is 250.
Okay.
And then we've got 500 random draws for anybody who brings one in. Each coyote gets you eligible for one name in the draw. So you're looking at it's March 1st is the last day.
Okay. And $5 gift certificate for every coyote that's brought in?
Every coyote brought in is worth a $5 gift certificate.
Very good. Outstanding. Well, Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Did we cover everything? Is there anything left untouched today?
No, I think we got her.
All right. Well,
we got plenty of merchandise for ice fishing, that's for sure.
So head out to Knudsen's on Wampler's Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn for all of your ice fishing needs. Everything you need from safety gear to just flat-out gear, they'll hook you up. All right, Tom. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mark.
It. Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.